Welcome back to Anime Cons TV. My name is Doug Wilder. Each month we go through our feedback through YouTube comments, emails, even Twitter, and share with you what we've got and take any suggestions and see how we can make the podcast better. This is our review for everything we got for May 2015, even though right now it's now June. But we've got some good feedback and we're going to share it with you guys and see how we can do. Let's start off with some stuff on YouTube. In response to day tripping to a convention, Gasper Heller wrote, "Since I live just outside of Boston, when I attend Anime Boston each year, I basically do what was said in this video. I day trip into AB for all 3 days, lol. That's the best way to save money. If you live near or in the convention city, don't spend money on a hotel, just go back and forth and enjoy sleeping in your own bed." I think that's a pretty good point. I mean, it's sometimes really tough call, even if you're local, because sometimes conventions go late at night. I mean, Boston's a great city. Obviously, most of us live nearby for the podcast, but Anime Boston has a lot of late night programming, so sometimes it's hard to make the call. Is it worth going all the way back and forth? And you got to do what works best for you, and it definitely does save a lot of money if you're not paying for a hotel room, and nothing beats spending the night in your own bed. Some of the other conventions I've gone, even if I'm not close by, I'm, you know, maybe staying with a friend who does live by, and couch space is a lot easier than the hotel room, and I can just say, okay, I'll chip in and buy, dinner or make dinner at your house for only, and that saves a lot of money that way. And once again, I think the big thing really is just look at the schedule. Alright, next up, in response to Svet and Pat's Spring Kraken Con report, I'm going to butcher this name, I apologize, Yortanado Fabut writes, "I'm part of the Kraken Con main staff. Thank you for giving us a great review and I'm glad you guys enjoyed it." Well, thank you for thanking us. I mean, as Patrick and I have demonstrated before, we both have staffed conventions before, and we know how much work it takes to put on a convention. So hearing that you guys are paying attention and that you guys are seeing people having a good time, you know, that's something that we know how it feels. So we're glad to hear that this put major day and helped make you feel like your work you were doing was worthwhile. And once again, without staff, there wouldn't be a convention, so, you know, we appreciate all the hard work that everybody does. And in response to our Spring Kraken Con report from last year, so 2014, another name I'm going to butcher, I apologize, Al Francis McQuillan says, "Minor correction, no, it's a two-day con. A friend were telling me that it's gotten smaller and more expensive to get it. So I decided to go snooping around, and since I missed the event, you guys did a great con covering the event." And it's, I'm not sure, but Kraken Con's a little weird. It was, 2014 was a two-day convention, but the one that's coming up in the fall will be a one-day event while it's on the USS Hornet. I mean, and I got to double check with Pat. A con on a ship, that sounds really interesting. And then, but then it'll be back to 2 days again in the spring. It gets bigger every time, not smaller, but I think the confusion is that it happens twice a year. I definitely want to check out Kraken Con because it sounds like it's an interesting event to check out. Next up, we have an email from our friend James the Dark Kiba. And he writes, "Hello again. I really like the Rewind episode you guys did comparing anime conventions with conventions themed on other things. It was short, but very likable and insightful. I hope you guys do another con report like that. In addition, I like the con report Patrick and Svetlana did on Spring Kraken Con." Man, Pat and Svet, you guys nailed it with this one. He continues, "It was so well detailed on locations and where everything was. Now that it is on my radar of conventions to go to, but I'm a little confused. I thought Patrick wasn't able to attend the fall Kraken Con because that conflicted with Dragon Con. If that is not the convention, which one was it?" Pat just, I'm not sure there, but what's going on, because fall Kraken Con is late September and Dragon Con is early September, so I think Pat should be able to do it. He's going to be both. Regardless, I think that it is cool that there are two Kraken Cons. Yep, once again, two Kraken Cons. I think that maybe the names need to be a little clearer. But finally, James, or Dark Cuba, continues. Before ending, I would like to ask, and I know how this may seem on, but what conventions, especially anime, do you recommend that I and other otaku go visit? I know that you guys put together videos of different cons you've all reported on over the years, but could you guys make a list of amazing conventions from your videos and ones that you guys haven't been to, but or have been to but haven't reported to? Thank you all, and until next time, this is James Dark Kiba signing off. P.S. I will be attending Dragon Con this year, so I hope that we can all meet either there at Anime Boston. I look forward to that. Wow. So, cons that everyone should go to, and that's a very tough decision to do. Personally, this is just my experience, and your mileage may vary. I think everyone should go to Otakon at least once. And it's getting, I know it's one of the larger cons, and we always say bigger doesn't always mean better. But Otakon has a very good community around it. There's a lot of people that go every year and have a lot of fun. I don't think it's as insanely huge as Anime Expo. I mean, it's the largest one on the East Coast. But you can still get enough out of it to check out. And I think there's just a lot of neat things. And there's also just a very good surrounding area. I mean, you have the Inner Harbor, and you have a ton of hotels, so you can find places to stay and places to eat, and you can break away from the convention a little bit if you need a break, but at the same time, the convention center itself is still right there, so I think it really works a nice balancing. It's hard for me to say. I've been going to Otakon since 2001, so it definitely holds a special place in my heart. Other ones that I think you visit, it's a very subjective thing. You mentioned Anime Boston, and we're always going to recommend that because that's kind of our home convention for a lot of us. Other ones. Yeah, other than that, it's really... I would also actually maybe add KatsuCon to that, if nothing else, just because if you want to either be in cosplay pictures or take cosplay pictures, this is the convention for you. There's just such a great location for that. I think that's a really good one to check out at least once. But once again, this is all subjective. Your mileage may vary. And if there's one you go to and you think we should check it out, by all means, let us know. Last but not least, I haven't been back in a couple years because it's always so close to Dragon Con. But one I would definitely, I know a lot of people go year after year and always have a good time, is Anime Week in Atlanta, and it's been around for a while. It's a con that kind of has found its niche, and I think it really works well. And it's a nice little area. It's, you know, just outside of Atlanta, near where I have some family near Marietta, Georgia. So you're close to the city that if you're going to fly in, you can do it. But it's still a little bit quieter and, you know, kind of away from the hustle and bustle. And I think it's just a good size con. It hasn't gotten too big, hasn't gotten, you know, but it's not too small that it's forgettable. But definitely check out. And finally, you mentioned keeping an eye out for us in Dragon Con. Definitely do that. I know it's a big event, but we'll all be there. It's the one con that we all go and have fun to, and, you know, everyone gets to go there. So definitely keep an eye out for us there. And if you do see us, make sure you say hi, you know. It's always neat to meet fans of the podcast. All right, now back to the more podcast. Sorry to take so long there. On Twitter, Rose Riku says, watching Anime Con Steve Bogey while I do some work on my cosplay Facebook page, living a geek life. Well, glad you're multitasking, and hey, if you can hit two birds with one stone, more power to you, and keep living the geek life. Art by Melissa M. asked, is there going to be an Anime Cons TV report for Fanime? Actually, yes, it's going to be next week with a guest appearance of Kraken Cons Stephen Doherty. Evil Ted 40 responded to Elizabeth's phone tutorial saying, "Hey, I do forum tutorials. That one's pretty good." And that's high praise from a master. I actually looked up some of his tutorial stuff on hiding foam scenes just the other day before he replied on Twitter, and that's really good stuff. So good job, Elizabeth. You got praise from the master. You're showing, making the rest of us look bad. And speaking of Elizabeth, the only email we got this month was Elizabeth. Apparently just decided to follow us on Twitter. Good going there. But that's about it. So let's quickly take a look at the upcoming conventions through July 2015 as found on our parent website, animecons.com. And coming up on AnimeCons TV, as we mentioned, Patrick and Stephen Doherty will be reporting from Fanmay, one of the largest cons in the country. We've got some other fun stuff in the works, and we bring you another episode of AnimeCons TV Rewind. Speaking of Rewind, what old segments do you think we should feature? I know they are sometimes buried in some of the older episodes, but if you think there's one that's particularly good, let us know. That way it makes it easier to choose if we know people are looking forward to it or you think it's one that's worth repeating. And as always, if you've got something going on or if you're at a con, we're entering summer, it's going to be prime convention season, leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUITE. That's 762-233-7828. Let us know what you're doing at the conventions. MoviePhone apparently is on summer vacation. Maybe he's going to a convention right now, but let us know what you're seeing. If you see an awesome cosplay, if you go to a really cool event, let us know. We want to hear from you. And hey, it beats, listening to MoviePhone guy whenever he does find his lost cell phone. You can also send us an email at podcast@animecons.tv. And finally, don't forget to tell your friends to subscribe to us. You can do so a couple different ways at itunes.animecons.tv, on YouTube at youtube.com/animeconspodcast, or just watch us on our good old website, animecons.tv. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. All right, guys, that's it for this session of AnimeCons TV. We'll see you next time.
See the red light? It's Blinky.
Okay. Hello, Blinky.
Yeah, I wish I had some water, but I'll go.